Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 476.5, down a quarter on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 484.5, up 1.5 on the open. July, 492, down 1. September, 503, down 2. December, 510, down 2. March, 517, down 0.5 on the open. May corn opened at 359, down 2 on the open. July, 367, down 2.25. September, 370.5, down 2.75. December, 372.5, down 2. March, 384.75, down 1.75. May, 393.75, down 1. July, 399, down 1 on the open. May soybeans opened at 752.75, up 2.75 on the open. July, 764, up 2.25. August, 771.5, up 3.25. September, 780, up 4. November, 795, up 4.25. January, 803.5, up 4.5. March, 812, up 5. May, 816, up 3 on the open. May soybean meal open at 199, up 210 on the open. July, 203.50, up 170. May soybean oil open at 34.42, up 32 on the open. July, 34.80, up 41. At the Merck May feeders, open at 109.70, unchanged on the open. August, 113.20, up 35. September, 112.85, up 35. October, 112, up 10 on the open. June live cattle open at 93.75, up 35 on the open. August, 93.20, up 25. October, 96.90, up 22.5. December, 96.65, up 2.5 on the open. May lean hogs, open at 73.80, up 25 on the open. June, 74.97.5 unchanged. July, 74.45 unchanged. August, 74 down 12.5 on the open. And July bellies open at 105 even, up 30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
I don't think before the opening bell there was much talk about wheat being a leader to the upside, but here we sit with May at 493, up 10. The July is up 8 at 501. What happened after the opening bell to spark interest here?
Well, I think we saw buying interest show up on the lower opening here. When you look at the world wheat situation, we're extremely tight on the world scale, and I think the trade's eager to buy the wheat market on any type of pullback after viewing their Friday's USDA numbers. Also, too, weather is less ideal when the West, they've been dealing with too much moisture in some areas. Then, too, in the eastern belt here, I think the trade realizes where we've lost some acres. Producers torn up some wheat acres and have gone to some other commodities. And then, plus, too, if the weather isn't real conducive here in the east, some of these wheat yields in the east could suffer, too.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. It also up strong this morning. And I wonder how much of this is being supported by the oil side of the market?
quite a bit of it. We're seeing a situation where Malaysia palm oil is just extremely strong. We've seen 20% gain in Malaysian oil values here, you know, for the first part of the year here, and demand continues to remain robust. There's no spread between Malaysia palm oil and bean oil in general, so therefore the emphasis is back to the bean oil as the main commodity here. So we're basically crushing for the oil now. It's an energy product. As long as Malaysia palm oil world oil value stays strong, it should support the bean oil complex. Bean oil is a sleeping commodity here. It could be very explosive. Bean oil could scream to this 60-cent level over time. So it's something to watch. And it's going to pull beans with it because even the bean sector, with the oil support, you look at the supply-demand balance sheet as you go out into 2007, 2008, this bottom line tightens up dramatically, and you're going to see a huge drop in even world supplies when the USDA comes out with their world outlook number for the new crop next month.
You looked at the National Oilseed Processors Association numbers this morning. April soybean crush, 138.720 million bushels. The analysts were looking for something a little bit smaller than that, but of course that number also smaller than the crush that we saw in the March figure. I wonder if we're looking at a combination of a couple of things. One, oil demand, veg oil demand worldwide, plus processor downtime in the near term.
Well, you'll see maybe a little maintenance, but they use that in the past downtime to tighten up margins, per se. Margins are robust. I don't think you're going to see that. They're crushing for all they can due to the supply, demand for the supply we have. We'll see how it unfolds. But, yeah, crush is higher than expected. Even though stocks are high, stocks-to-use ratio extremely tight. USDA did have a category for bean oil demand, and it was huge. That caught the trade off guard there for bio. World bio is huge. And so as long as you've got a strong fundamental support like that in the market, the trade's going to be real sensitive. When you look at Friday's USDA carryout estimate of 320 million bushels with a yield of 41.5 bushels the acre, if you subtract just 3 bushels off that yield potential, you can take carryout down to 120 million bushels real quick versus 610 this marketing year. That is huge, Dave. That says $10 beans.
What does, in the near term, a run-up in the bean oil above the 2004 highs mean for beans itself? And I mean, in other words, what does the equation say that beans gains on such a run-up in the oil?
Well, it's the whole sector, bean or bean oil. They're going to move somewhat together. Meal's going to follow, of course. Meal's going to be a byproduct. You keep making higher highs, that's bullish. The trend's higher. It's one of these situations where we're doing a big reversal roll here. You know, we've talked about this for the last year. Wheat was the leader there a year ago. Corn's been the leader here since last fall, and it's beans' turn, and here we go. But, yeah, as long as we keep making higher highs in here, you're going to not only attract speculative interest, but it's going to put the emphasis on these end users to get some coverage on, because they all well know you get in the summer, you know, we run into weather concerns, rust concerns. This thing is going to be a dynamic place to be.
Got about 35-40 seconds left, Kurt. Give us a little analysis on the corn, and particularly, are we looking at sort of a range-bound week in here?
We could be consolidation, but every Tom, Dick, and Harry's praying for a break in the marketplace to get some coverage on. When you look at the USDA numbers, you use 150 bushels of the acre. You take 5 bushels off that, which is very easily could happen. You can take carryout down to 500 million bushels. That's below pipeline supplies. You look at the stocks-to-use ratio, all-time lows in modern-day history. So it spells a very positive situation on price breaks.
And a little bit longer term, perhaps, though.
Pretty much so. It's going to depend on the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Even just the forecast is going to be a dynamic. You don't have to see low yields materialize. Just the forecast of some problems will get this trade quite excited.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Monday morning on the Opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.